Today we're going to discuss the issue of Kibud Av Ve'im as it relates to step-parents. A father's wife or a mother's husband, is one obligated in Kibud Av Ve'im on step-parents? And if one is obligated in Kibud Av Ve'im on step-parents, to what extent is one obligated in Kibud Av Ve'im on step-parents? So the Gemara in Maseches Ksubos and Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph tells us a lot of things that happened just before Rebbe died. So one of the things that it tells us is, the Braisa tells us, B'shas P'ti Raso Shel Rebbe, when Rebbe was dying, Amar Lebanai, so Amar, he said that Lebanai Ani Tzarech, I need my children here. Nichnasu Bana Vetzlo, so his children came in. Amar Lehem, he's told them, last his parting words, Hizaru B'kvodi Machem, make sure you're careful about the honor of your mother. Ner Yehi Dolik B'mkomo, make sure there's a candle lit in my spot. Shulchan Yehi Aruch B'mkomo, the table should be set. Mitate Mutzas B'mkomo, the bed should be made in her place. Yosef Chafni Shimon Efrati Yehim Shemshuni B'chayai V'hem Yishamshuni B'mosi, and the same people who were Mishamish me while I was alive should be Mishamish me while I'm dead. So says Gemara, wait a second. Hizaru B'kvodi Machem, that's his tzava'a, that's his parting words to his children. Be careful about the honor of your mother. He doesn't need to tell them that. God already told them that. Da oraisahi, that's a din da oraisa. Dechsiv, kabedes avicha ve'es imecha. We know they have to honor their mother. So answers the Gemara, eshes av havai. It wasn't their mother that he was referring to, it was his wife that he was referring to, who was not their mother, was their stepmom that he was referring to. Asks the Gemara Vayter, Eishes Av Nami Doraisihi. Well, guess what? Honoring your stepmom is also a Din Doraisa. How do I know? D'tanya, the Braisa says, Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha, Es Avicha Zu Eishes Avicha, Ves Imecha Zu Bal Imecha. From the extra word Es in the Pasuk, we learn step-parents. So, you see clearly that it's a din d'oraisa already to honor step parents, and the vav is the rabbis achicha gadol. So the Gemara answers, "Hani mili mechayim." Yeah, that's when the parent is still alive. Avliachar misa lo, but the din d'oraisa to honor step parents doesn't apply after the parent is no longer alive. So that's why Rebbe told his children, "I want you to be very careful in the honor of imecha." He didn't mean your mother; he meant in the honor of my wife, in the honor of your stepmother. Even though laachar misa, the din d'oraisa no longer applies. So the Torah, not surprisingly, says, "Chayev adam lechaber eshes aviv afal pishe'ini imo kol zman shaviv kayam." Person is obligated to honor his step parents so long as his father's alive, and he says it about bal imo as well. Kol zman shi imo kayemes. What about laachar misa? So says the Torah, interesting. He says, Avlachar Misa, Eino Chayev Bekvodam, Umikalmakom Mitzvah Lechavdam Afilu Lachar Misa. There's no Chiyuv Lachar Misa, but Mitzvah Lechavdam. It's a mitzvah to still be Mechavidam Lachar Misa, but it's not a Chiyuv Doraisa. It's the right thing to do. Says Beis Yosef, where does he get the idea that there's any Mitzvah Lachar Misa? The Gemara said Lachar Misa doesn't apply anymore. So Beis Yosef says exactly from that Gemara, what did Rebbe tell his children? It was important to Rebbe that they should honor his wife after he died. So if it was important to him, obviously you see that there's some sort of Indian in it, that there's some sort of mitzvah to be mechabed. So it's not the same as while the father's alive, but there's still a mitzvah to do so after the father is no longer alive, or a mitzvah to honor the stepfather after the mother is no longer alive. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Mem Siv Chafal quotes this la'alacha. Chayev adam lechabed eshes aviv afal pishei in the imo kol zman shaviv kayim. Your father's alive. One's father's alive, they have to honor his wife. Chayev adam lechabed baal imo kol zman shimo kayem, as stepfather so long as the mother's alive. Laachar misa eino chayiv bekvodam, umikal makom davar hagun lechabdam af laachar misa. Changes the wording from mitzvah to davar hagun. The right thing to do is to be mechabid the step parents even after the misa of the parents. Now, why does the chiyuv go away after the parent is no longer alive? We know the halach of kibud av ve'im is still there after the parent is no longer alive. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, mechavdo b'chayivu, mechavdo lachar moso. You should be mechabi the parent while they're alive, and mechabi the parent after they die as well. So why would it be any different when it comes to a step parent? Meaning the Gemara is pretty clear in Ksubas that you're not chayiv b'kvod a step parent la'acham misa, whereas the Gemara in Kiddushin is very clear that kibud av ve'im still applies even after a parent dies. So so Rabbi Kiveger raises this stira. Rabbi Kiveger and Simon Samaches raises this stira, whether there's a chiyuv when a parent is alive, when a parent is no longer alive or not, and he says that based on the Ramban, that it's a genai lahem sheyis bazu l'toldosam, meaning that the chiyuv of kibud la'achar, he says as follows, that you have to be mechalek, that something that's kavod u'gedula ba'atzmuso, something that itself is a show of respect and a show of honor, like to say Abba Mari, where you're magbia kavod aviv, where you actually elevate the dignity and the respect of the parent, that's shayich la'achar misa. But kibud, to do nachas ruach la'aviv, like ma'achilo, mashkeu, give him what to eat, give him to drink, not allow anything to bother him, so that's where, and included in that is the chiyuv of kibud eishes aviv, is the chiyuv of step-parents, because it's a nachas ruach to the parent, so that doesn't apply la'achar misa. The Gemara says, how does one mechabit a parent la'achar misa? Instead of saying avi, you say avi mari areini kaparas mishkavo. It's about referring to him in more dignified terms. So that applies to achar misa, but that which we provide for parents, that which we do nachas ruach for parents, that doesn't apply l'achar misa. The whole chiyuv of kibud for a step parent is only the nachas ruach din. So that's not going to apply l'achar misa. What happens on the following case? What if you have a person has a mother and a stepfather, and the mother and stepfather both ask for a glass of water at the same time? So what do you do first? So first, what's the halacha of a mother and a father both ask for a glass of water at the same time? So Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Sif Yadalad writes, Aviv Amar Lo Ashkeni Mayim V'Ima Omeres Ashkeni Mayim. This is based on the Gemara Kedushin. Maniach Ima Va'Osik B'Kavod Aviv. You should do the father, take care of the father first, because she's chayiv in the covet of the father also. But V'Im Hi Megureshes Me'Aviv, the parents are divorced, so she's not chayiv in the covet of the father. Shneim Shavim. Then the father and mother are exactly the same. Your chiyuv toward them is exactly the same. Ulezimem Shir Tziyaktim. And you give to whichever one you want to give to first. So what about a step-parent? Would we say the same thing by a step-parent? So the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Lamed Gimel writes that Divadai Mechuyev Litin Le'imo. One is definitely obligated to give to his mother. Even though when it comes to Aviv Mamish, he give to the father first because the mother is chayiv in the covet of the father, right? And over here also, the mother is chayiv in the covet of the stepfather because they're married to each other, so you would think that it should work that way, that you should give to the father first. He said, no. That when do we look at who the mother is chayiv in the covet of? That's when everything else is equal. So to tip the scales, we say the mother is chayiv in the covet of the father. But over here, your whole chiyuv of covet for the stepfather is only a result of your chiyuv of your covet for your mother. You only have to honor him because of your mother. So mela, you would go to the stepfather first. However, the Mi'iri, and this is quoted by the Tzitz Eliezer in the Tshuva and Chel Chav Beis Simen Pei, the Mi'iri writes on Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim, that explained the Gemara, that says, the Gemara over there goes on to say, that when someone asked this Shaila, your mother and your father both asked for a glass of water, so the Amora told him, Mi Bein Risei Einecha, Nikar Sheben Almana Ata, I could see by your eyes, from in between your eyes, that you're a Ben Almana, meaning that you don't have a father. Hatala Mayim Besafal, so just put the water in between and whatever. He gave him some sort of answer. So what does he mean to say Sheben al Mana Ata? So he means to say as follows, that Shenises Lebal Vatashol Bein Imcha Lebali Mecha. I mean, he says the Mi'iri, what's going on in that Gemara? Person asks the question, father versus mother, who do you listen to first? So what kind of answer is that? Ah, it's not okay to you anyway. Your father's not even alive anymore. What does it matter to you? And then he gives him an answer. What kind of comment? Are you going to make a Yasum feel so bad that he doesn't have a father? What kind of comment is that? Says the Mi'iri, no, what he was saying is, I understand that your Shaila is not really between a father and a mother. Your Shaila is about a stepfather and a mother. And the answer is still that they're equal, that you just put it down and let them deal with it. So turn out, according to the Mi'iri, the name of the Yesh Mefarshim, that when there's an Av Mamish, it's really your father, and they're still married, so father comes before the mother. But when it's your father and they're not married, whichever one you want comes first. And when it's not your father, it's your stepfather, even if they're still married, whichever one you want comes first. So you have that din of whichever one you want comes first, according to the Mi'iri, not like the Minchas Chinuch. However, The Meiri quotes this b'shem yesh mefarshim. The Meiri himself seems to not really hold this way. It's, it seems that it's only something he quotes from the yesh mefarshim, because the Meiri in Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel, where the step-parent issue is raised, writes on that Gemara, Eish Asav Nami Daraisi, Tetanya Kabir Savicha Vesimecha, Zu Eish Savicha Vesimecha, Zu Balimecha, where that Gemara makes that comment, the Rambam in the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Mamre, Malachat Hezvav, the way the Mefarshei Rambam understand it, explain that it's a mitzvah Daraisa to honor one's step parents, as it sounds like from the Pashas of the Gemara. But the Meiri in Ksubas over there explains that it's only a mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim. And this ve'es is only in asmachta l'rabu seisha zavicha and balimecha, it's only in asmachta. So you see b'pashtos that the Meiri on his own, not from the Yesh Mefarshim, on his own would hold, not like the Yesh Mefarshim, that clearly the mother would come first. Why? Because the whole chiyuv of covenant for the stepfather is only the Rabbanan. So clearly the Meiri would really agree to the Menachas Chinuch that the mother would come first before the stepfather. Not only that, Minchas Chinuch goes on to say that if the father is mochel, you don't have to be mechabed eshes aviv, and if the mother's mochel, you don't have to be mechabed her husband. It's all a din in the covenant of the parents. So if the parents is mochel, it's okay. You don't have to honor your my spouse. I'm fine with that. You don't have to show them any respect. So then you're allowed to call them by the first name. You don't have to honor them because the parent has the right to be mochel. The spouse is kavod. So Pashut Svara says Minchas Chinuch. Your mother asks you for a glass of water, and your stepfather asks you for a glass of water. Your mother's obviously being mochel. The stepfather's kavod by asking you for a glass of water because she wants it. She wants the glass of water. So once she's being mochel, the stepfather's kavod. Then of course you have no chiv of the for the stepfather. Now is there a chiv of mora on a step parent? We've been talking about kavod. What about mora? So in the Tshuvas Bitzela Chach Mechel Gimel Simon Sadi Hey, he says Nirlani Estaiti Digam Legabe Eishes Aviv Ein Kan. Mitzvahs Mora, that it's only a din of kavod that we learn from Kabiris Avicha Ve'asimecha, but it's not a din of Mora. So good. He says it's a davar pasha that there's no din of Mora, and he says that which we may suggest that you could learn from the Riboy of the Vav, Ish Imo Ve'aviv Tira'u, that Eishes Av, to include Eishes Av Mitzvahs Mora. So he says, Lo niyas daiti, kivin shelo nimsa drasha kazu b'divrei chazal, ein b'kolchenu lidrosh drashos me'atzmenu. It says, very nice drasha, but we can't make drashos chazal. That was up to chazal to make drashos. We can't make our own drashos and decide that there's a mitzvahs mora based on our own drasha from a vav in a pasuk. We're not allowed to do that. And he brings a raya from a Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Aleph and Beis that there is no mitzvah of mora by Eishes Aviv. Because the Gemara over there says that Goliv Yadul Lefnei Misha Amar Vahaya Olam Sheben Mechabed Asimo Yosrim Aviv. We know this Gemara that the Ribbono Shalom knows that naturally our inclination is to be Mechabed mother more than father, and to have Mora a father more than mother. That's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah, he put by Mora mother first, to let you know that you have to have Mora of an aim also, and by Kavod father first, to let you know that you have to have covenant of the father as well. So it says, V'in neima dimi vav dichsiv va'aviv tiro marbinon mora esha sa'av. If you're going to make a drasha that esha sa'av is dinam mora also, imken adraba dafka lefi shekdima Torah avla aim le'inyin kavod, it's dafka because the Torah says father before mother by kavod, huchrucha lahakdim aim la'av le'inyin mora. We need to have mother before father by mora. Why? Da yoser mistaver l'rabos eishas av bein l'kavod ubein l'mora. It's most mistaver to include the wife of your father both for kavod and for mora. So the Torah's makdim av la'im l'gabe kavod to include l'rabos tchila me esavicha eishas aviv, so that we could first make the drasha about eishas aviv and then ve'esimecha l'rabos bal'imo v'achva gadol. So by mora, where there's only one riboy and we can only be marba one of these relationships, so it's mistaver that it's l'rabos eishas aviv. So that's why it has to say mora aim before mora av, not like the Gemara says elamai, this drasha doesn't exist. You can't make a drasha from this vav, and that's why the Gemara does make sense that by mora we mention mother first and not father. Okay.